Aer Lingus, British Airways, the BBC and Boots are among a number of organisations affected by a mass computer hack. It happened when the payroll services provider Zelos was targeted. It said data from 8 of its client firms had been stolen. Staff have been warned that personal data, including national insurance and or social insurance numbers, and in some cases bank details, may have been compromised. Brian Honan is CEO of BH Consulting and a cybersecurity expert. Brian, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what at this stage is known about this hack?
Yeah, so as you said there, Zelos is a payroll provider to many organizations, and they had a breach of their system via a piece of software called MoveIt. MoveIt is a software application used by organizations around the world to enable them to transfer large amounts of data to and from their organization. So there has been a weakness, a vulnerability in that MoveIt software that has been exploited by criminals in various organizations, Zelos being one of them. And as you said, it's been breached now. In turn, has caused these breaches for other organizations such as Aer Lingus, British Airways, BBC and Boots.
So for the criminals behind this, why payroll services? What benefits are there to them of particularly hacking into those systems?
Well, I think what it gives the criminals is that with the information they get from payroll systems, they can make any future scam emails, phone calls or SMS messages, they can make them look to be more targeted and convincing to the effective employees of those organizations. So the criminals could pretend to be from a financial institution, etc., to try and scam more money out of them. Criminals can also use this information to sell into other criminals for the same purposes as well. So there's multiple ways criminals can use this personal information to make money.
So the people then whose personal data has been compromised here are staff of these organisations, mm-hmm. or perhaps people who have had financial or contractual arrangements with them. It's their data that may well now be in the hands of these criminals.
That's correct. Yes. So it's the staff, you know, any employees or any individuals impacted by these breaches, they will need to be at an extra level of alert over the coming weeks, months, and to be on the lookout for potential scams coming their way.
And in terms of the organisations themselves, these are big organisations. They're well resourced. Presumably, they have a lot of good advice about what they need to do to protect their information systems. Is it just the case that from time to time, the hackers get lucky? They get through.
Yeah, like I think in cybersecurity, in the same way as in security in if you like the rest of the world, that there's no such thing as 100% security. The U.S. Secret Service, for example, can't guarantee that an assassination attempt won't happen against President Biden. Similarly, in cybersecurity, there can't be no 100% guarantee. So organizations will take measures to protect their systems and protect the data. Criminals are constantly looking for weaknesses in those systems and ways to get in. And in many ways, it's kind of like a cat and mouse. You're constantly trying to keep ahead of what the criminals are doing.
We have a statement from Aer Lingus. They say that all current employees have been impacted, and a significant number of former employees have also been affected. That the data involved here is employee numbers, role title, I presume that is, their name, date of birth, their address, their email address, PPS security numbers. This is all very much the data that I suppose is often involved in the theft of someone's identity, isn't it? In those kind of cases as well.
Exactly, yes. And as I said, you know, that information could be used by criminals to do identity theft. It could be used by criminals to try and scam the individuals. And another way these criminals try and make money is they try and extort the affected organisations with ransom demands, saying, pay us money or we publish this information onto the internet as well. Mm-hmm. So, the criminals don't really care who they hurt.
All right, Brian, well, thank you for that. Just that Aer Lingus statement concludes that no financial or bank details relating to Aer Lingus employees were compromised and no phone details were compromised. So that's the picture from Aer Lingus this lunchtime. Thanks indeed to Brian Hone.